Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What's good? This is Warren Shaw, and I'm inviting you to listen to my podcast, Dope Interviews, brought to you by the Mighty 19 Media Group. As a listener, you'll be connected with talent, creators, business executives, and players from the worlds of sports, entertainment, and the corporate environment. Each episode provides insight from the guest's expertise, making each Dope interview a unique experience. Take the journey with me. You won't be disappointed. That's Dope Interviews with Warren Shaw, available on all podcast outlets, brought to you by the Mighty 19 Media Group.
One Jewel, One Verse, a shorter episode where we pick one song and do a deep dive into an incredible verse and what makes it so remarkable.
Hip Hop Hidden Gems presents One Jewel, One Verse.
The artist is Nas, the album Nostradamus, and the song is Last Words.
Nas is very frequently picturesque, poetic, and draws images with his words. And when you add the flow on top of that, it's always interesting to hear.
I'm a prison cell, 6x9, living hell, stone wall, metal bars for the guards in jail. My nickname, the can, the slam of the big house. I'm the place many fear because there's no way out.
I'm curious, what do you think about him actually starting out with the line, I'm a prison cell? Does that bother you any?
When the verse started, the first time I heard this song, once I realized he really was talking about being a prison cell, yes. I was concerned that it would felt like spoon feeding. But the more I got into the verse, once he started going into it, I didn't care anymore because the verse was that dope. And he truly captured it and went through it to the point that that is a perfect opening. I'd be more upset if it was the way it ended. Opening that way works for me because it's like the thesis statement before you do your paper. But if you gave me this extended metaphor for an entire verse and then at the end said, and in case you couldn't figure it out, I'm a prison cell, I'd be like, oh, I feel insulted. But no, the way he opens, I'm a prison cell, 6x9, live in hell. That sounds like we're just going to get a Nas verse where he's just, you know, running through spitting rhymes. Even the second line with the stone wall metal bars for the gods, still, he could change the topic right there. That couplet could have been any Nas song. Once you get to the next part and you start going in, you realize he's digging deeper. It becomes a treat.
I think you bring up a good point about the idea that the first two lines could be the regular line with, you know, a little bit of the Nas splash of pizzazz on it.
Right.
And then right after that, then you start to understand, wait, he was serious about saying the first line. And to me, that's what makes that first line okay. Because otherwise, like you mentioned, the spoon feeding idea, that's like shoving the spoon in.
Right.
But you literally don't realize the spoon is in your mouth.
Yes.
So you're like, until you're like six lines in, you're like, oh, wait, he really is a prison cell.
Yeah.
I take the sun away, put misery instead. When you with me, most folks consider you dead.
When he starts with, I take the sun away and put misery instead. When you with me, most folks consider you dead. He's showing you the power that prisons have. There's a point where you don't get to spend time looking even up at the sky and seeing the sun anymore. And that's not something we always appreciate till it's taken away. The fact that now you have a concrete sky. And I feel like it's an indictment on how we treat homies and loved ones that are behind bars. When you with me, most folks consider you dead.
Yes. And as somebody that's had relatives in prison, it gets a little bit difficult to reach out in some ways because a lot of times you're like, well, what do I talk about? Because literally anything you talk about, it sounds like you're bragging. Or if you're complaining, what are you complaining about? At least you're not stuck in a cage.
Right.
And it's an uncomfortable situation. And then a lot of people will just not do anything instead of reaching out. There are people that literally just don't think about you anymore. And then there are people that think about you, but don't really know what to do and won't put the effort forward or whatever.
Right.
And then everybody goes on with their lives while you're still stuck in a cage every day. I want to go back to the line before it for a second, though, because this is very poetic of Nas here. He says, I take the sun away and put misery instead. It wasn't like he said he put concrete instead, like concrete over you or the bars around you. Misery is literally over your head now. That's what you're absorbing all the time. And I think it was very interesting that he did that. He could have easily said, I take the sun away and put clouds instead. So now you just, it's cloudy. But he didn't even bother sticking with the metaphor. He just...
He went straight to the emotion, the sentiment behind it. He
right.
Past the, I take the sun and go to the clouds. He didn't even make it literal of, I take the sun away and put concrete, like you said. He actually went straight to how it feels.
Right. In effect, he turned the sun into an emotion, like a happiness.
Right.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I saw too many inmates falling apart. Call for the guards to let them out at night when it's dark. Convicts think they alone, but if they listen close, they can hear me groan. Touch the wall, feel my pulse. All the pictures you put up is stuck to my skin. I hear your prayers, even when you're whispering.
I saw too many inmates falling apart. Call for the guards to let them out at night when it's dark. Right there. And there's a few other spots where it really feels like the prison can grasp how the person's actually feeling. I feel like this whole area right there, man, is the cell is making a connection to the person, the individual person, this inmate, not just all inmates. Now, you think you're alone, but if y'all listen, you can hear me groaning. If you touch the wall, you can feel my pulse. It's zooming in from being the can, the slammer, the big house, zooming in from the sun's been taken away, zooming in from people on the outside treat you like you're not alive anymore, down to late at night in those quiet moments when you're feeling that misery and you're alone. If you listen, I'm groaning too.
Yeah.
All the pictures you put up stuck to my skin, and I hear your prayers even when you're whispering.
What I like about that particular line, everybody that's in prison does not want to be there, but they also know that it doesn't work to their advantage to show any weaknesses.
Right.
There are Christians or Muslims there, and there they can pray. But I would bet that there's plenty of gang members out there that also pray, but they probably don't want everybody to know about it.
And they're gotcha.
And again, this is one of those things that makes Nas special and is really slick that he does, because that extra nuance is what turns a good verse to a great verse.
I make it hotter in the summer, colder in the winter. If the boy parole ya, then another con enters. No remorse for your tears. I seen them too often. When you cry, I make you feel alive inside a coffin.
Then he goes into, I make it hotter in the summer, colder in the winter. Next line, from all that intimacy that we had up to this point, if the court paroles you, then another con enters. So it's not like you get out, you were free. It's not you get out, I'll miss you. It's not, I'm happy you get out. It doesn't matter if you get out, another one's coming in. And it starts feeling like we're commenting on not just the prison now, but the institution of it and the system itself. No remorse for your tears. I've seen them too often. It's like saying it's a shame. I've seen this over and over and over. When you cry, I make you feel alive inside a coffin. There's a point where this level of isolation numbs all of your emotion just for the sake of survival. To keep going, you have to kind of you have to stop feeling. Your family treats you like you're dead. Nobody's talking to you. Even though it's full of other people, you feel like you're all alone. By the time you break down and cry, you feel like you're walking dead sometimes.
I took it way more literal. And that because he's the prison cell and there's no way to get out, you feel like you're trapped in a coffin, like you feel like you're trapped in death and you can't get out of it. Like if you could just get out, you'd be fine, but you're trapped in a coffin.
Death seems like it's a better life than what you have here. If you were dead, you would feel more alive than you feel being inside this cell. And it's a little cyclical. At the beginning of the verse, he says, when you're with me, most folks consider you dead. And now you're feeling alive in a coffin.
Yeah, now you're considering yourself dead.
Watch you when you eat, play with your mind when you sleep, make you dream that you're free, then you wake up to me, face to face with a cage, no matter your age, I can shatter you, turn you to a savage in rage, change your life, that's if you get a chance to get out, cause only you and I know what suffering's about.
The first few times I heard the song, honestly, not just the first, watch you when you eat made me feel like, okay, yeah, you're going through all this, you're crying, and now at least I'm here keeping an eye on you. And it sounded like it was a thing that was going back into a sense of some kind of sympathy or empathy for what was going on, some kind of compassion for it. But it's like, no, I watch you when you eat and I play with your mind when you sleep, make you dream that you're free. And then you wake up to me. No, that's torture. You'll have no peace.
Right. I'm always here. You never want me here, but I'm still here.
And I'm always screwing with you. Face to face with a cage, no matter your age, I can shatter you, turn you into a savage and a rage. A lot of folks say the person that went in is not the person that came out.
It takes a special mentality to be strong enough all the time that people, one, have to always respect you. And two, if they don't respect you, that you're able to make them deal with the consequences so that they won't disrespect you again. That's a tough thing to have on 24 hours a day.
And expect that when you get out, you can turn it off.
Right. Because that's part of your life now. And that ties back into what he said, I'm always with you.
Right. I'll change your life. That's if you get a chance to get out, because only you and I know what suffering's about. And that's how you can come out with not just the trauma that was there, but sometimes a sense of existential depression. You're surrounded by people who have no idea where you've been, what you've done, or how you even see the world and interact with things now.
And also, I think he's referring to the idea that some things happen in prison that you aren't ever going to really feel comfortable talking to people about. He's like, I'm the wall. I was there. We saw it. We know what it's about. We're not going to talk about it, though. And that also ties back into you still have a connection with the prison.
Yo, it's stunning when bed sheets become your woman. And I'm the one that got your weapons when the beef is coming. Maybe one day I'll open up my arms to release you. You'll always be my property. Stay legal, stay legal, stay legal.
And closes it with a recurring theme that I've seen at least twice other times in the verse. Maybe one day I'll open up my arms to release you, but you'll always be my property. Stay legal. So even when you get out, still got you.
You gave the edited version because there was an N-word in there. But I don't think that was an accident. He put that N-word in there in that particular time because he literally said, you will always be my property.
Mm-hmm.
N-word. You're now owned by the system, always, even when you're gone. I think he was talking about a much bigger thing as far as African-Americans in the United States throughout history.
Right. Legalized enslavement is the prison system. We call it a correctional facility, but what does that experience correct? It corrects your idea that you're a human. That's what it corrects. There's no rehabilitation going on here unless I'm trying to reset you to my perceived factory default that you're property, you're animalistic, and you live on instinct.
And you're less than human.
Absolutely. The entire process is dehumanizing.
These the last words of a hanging slave. How can I forget this? I rob you, put you on my hit list. Under my nails are dirty, look at the grime. My burnt lips from the roach clips. How can I shine?
Yeah, this was done very well. It's a song I don't often hear people celebrate.
Right, which I don't get. He has I Gave You Power.
Right.
Common has I Used to Love Her.
Yeah.
Organized Confusion with Stray Bullet.
Stray Bullet.
These things are works of art. And I don't exactly understand why some songs are put at the highest level like they should be, like Common I Used to Love Her. But then you forget about this song. Obviously, Nashawn wasn't talking about this, but his verse was very good. The song is amazing and the chorus is catchy and the beat is catchy. I don't understand why this song is ignored. I don't understand it.
My theory is it was not a single. Even people who collect albums seem largely aware of the single. So if you don't drop the song, sometimes the brilliance on it is lost.
One of the things that bond us is that we always did exactly the opposite.
Right.
we look at an album and be like, all right, what's the hidden gem?
It's powerful mind, we brave men. I blow smoke and I'ma keep saying.
This is Hip Hop Hidden Gems.
Perfect, you the man. Thank you, Maxi, so much. Appreciate you.
Esta es una presentación de 19 grupos de medios. Adiós, con amor, les habla Karen desde Colombia.
So, Will, you hadn't heard this song, right?
No, I hadn't heard this until we started talking about it before.
Oh, this is a true hidden gem, man.
Yeah, this is hidden even for me. Break out the shovel and the pickaxe and keep digging.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.